have to hitch a horse to a buggy. Before you could hitch him, you had to back him up between the what?
The shafts.
If you think about a wagon wheel, if you picture that in your head, what do you call the inside part?
The spokes.
What do the spokes connect to?
The wheel.
Did you ever hear anybody talk about a felly or a feller talking about a wagon wheel?
Uh-uh. What is that?
They say here that it's the piece that was some spokes, like two spokes, and hooked onto part of the wheel. And then when you put them all into the very middle part, I think this is the way it goes, I don't know, that it would make one round wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would put a metal piece on the outside of that. Did you ever know what that was called,
yeah,
that metal piece? Are you uncomfortable? Would you rather sit somewhere?
No, I'm all right. I'm trying to think what I know. It's a piece of, it's a metal piece around that wheel. I'm looking at it now, the metal piece. Would it be the rim?
Mm-hmm. On a buggy, the thing that the traces come back to in order to hook on, is called the what?
Shaft.
What about on a wagon? What do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
On a wagon?
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a bar of wood that's right behind the horses.
Yeah.
It's either right behind them,
yeah,
or right in front of them.
I know exactly what you're talking about,
yeah,
but I can't. What is this? I know what it is, but I can't think right now. I'm looking at this ball across the back of it.
Have you ever heard of a single tree?
You can't think all of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is, the single tree.
If you had two horses and each one had a single tree, what would both of those be connected to?
Both of those would be connected to the thing that go down in front of that. What is that?
All I know is it might be a double tree. I don't know. Did you ever call anything a spreader? What would you say somebody's doing if he takes his wagon to the woodlot, fills it up, goes home and empties it, and comes back, fills it up again, goes home and empties it, and comes back again? He's what?
Hauling wood.
Suppose there was a log across the road. You would have to tie a rope to it and wet it out of the way.
Cool.
If you saw a little girl walking down the street out there, and she had a doll in her hand, she was a real little girl, and this doll was going along the ground, you might say, don't wet your doll.
Don't drag your doll.
Mm-hmm. In the springtime, in order to get the fields ready to plant, what would you have to do?
Break it up.
With what?
Plow.